This is Stephen Strang. Before my podcast, I want to give my listeners a special offer of getting 2 years of Charisma Magazine for only $20. This is better than two for one. I hope you want Charisma in your home, where you can read it, where you can share, where you can keep it around the house and sometimes look at an article later. You know, with everything that's happening with digital, we have found that people still want Charisma in print. And I've been sharing this in my last few podcasts, and it's interesting that the subscriptions are coming in, and I hope that you'll take advantage of this offer by going to charismamag.com/2, T-W-O. That means 2 years for the price of one for only $20. And now here's my podcast.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Everyone knows that February is Black History Month. It's a time that we reflect and honor the contributions that blacks have made to the history of the United States. Today, one of the most prominent black leaders, especially from a conservative perspective, is my good friend, Dr. Alveda King, who is the niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I've interviewed her several times on my podcast, and every time there's an enormous response. So I was interested to interview her recently at a conference that we both attended in Orlando, and I got her aside. We went off to a quiet place. You may hear a little bit of background noise, but I wanted her to talk about what was going on in Virginia with the governor there who was embroiled in a controversy over a picture in his yearbook when he was in medical school. There was a picture of blackface and someone dressed in a Ku Klux Klan suit. But I also wanted to talk to her about that same governor's horrific comment about taking the life of a fully developed newborn baby. It caused such an outcry, and you'll find her perspective very, very interesting. So here's my interview with Dr. Alveda King. Dr. King, the news has been full of information on Governor Ralph Northam's comment about what they do with infants who are born that the mother may want to abort. What do you think about that?
Governor Northam of Virginia is a trained pediatrician. He knows very well that a child inside the womb is a human byproduct, a human being, and he knows that. Now, even though abortion is legal in America, when that baby is born, you have and can hold that human being. And so Governor Northam's efforts to say that if the baby was intended to be aborted, and is born alive, you would keep that baby comfortable and at that same time have a discussion with the mother and with the doctor and decide whether the baby would live. And he admitted in his own words that that would be infanticide.
You know, there are people who have talked about late-term abortions, but I had never heard, other than maybe this Dr. Gosnell, who actually went to prison over doing this, I'd never heard an official like that talk about an infant. He used the word infant.
Yes.
And they would keep the infant comfortable. Why has this whole abortion thing gotten more and more radical? Is infanticide the next thing that we're going to have to deal with in our country?
During President George W. Bush's administration, he banned partial birth abortion, meaning that even in the birth process, the baby was killed before the baby was fully delivered from the birth canal. That was banned, and for several years, even at the height of President Obama's administration, where he, as a senator, had voted against the Infant Born Alive Act, he was opposed to saving a baby who's born alive, but partial birth abortion had been banned. Gosnell, Kermit Gosnell, a medical doctor in Philadelphia, had been caught bringing babies to life and puncturing their head and killing them in the birth process. So all of this was hidden by the medical profession and elected officials. Now, Governor Northam brought it to light as a pediatrician turned governor admitting and knowing that that is a live human being, he brought it to life and called it exactly what it is. It's infanticide. Now, in our modern history, we also know that there's a Dr. Peter Singer who supported infanticide and said that a child's not viable till the child is two. So if the child is born and lives and goes just short of being 2 years old, that could be a reasonable decision to kill that child. That is infanticide. So there's a full movement supported by politicians and medical professionals that supports the killing of little babies.
What do you think it's going to take to turn that around in our country, not only with the government, but in the culture?
America has been totally shocked. When the governor first came out, it had been discovered that when he was in medical school, he participated in activities that had the painting of your skin, if you are Caucasian, painting it black to make fun of the African-American race, or wearing a hood from the Ku Klux Klan, a very racist group that has been very racist throughout the history of America. And so when it came to light that Dr. Northam was involved in that, everybody wanted to be outraged. And my response to that was, okay, that was 30-something years ago. We can forgive that. However, if you're still engaged in the very same practices that the blackface and the hood represented right now today, as in killing little babies who are living human beings, there's a problem. So you must still be connected to clannish activity. That was my response. So when America found out that there are people, politicians, medical professions in 2019 who are okay with killing little babies, born and unborn, America was absolutely shocked.
And one of his classmates, who was shocked, apparently, and who knew about the yearbook, who remembered it, decided to leak it. Yet it seems that the outcry about the blackface, which is what they normally term it, even though there was a Ku Klux Klan hood too, seems to be greater than against what he said about infanticide. So, in other words, in this debate, it's almost as if race or racism trumps life.
Skin color, for a moment, did begin to trump life, but people began to say, no, wait a minute. Okay, blackface, Ku Klux Klan hood, bad. Killing a real person that you can hold and see is really worse. And so racism, skin color racism, mistreating people or treating people in an inferior manner because of skin color, because of socioeconomic conditions, because of gestational age, all of those things, those are crimes against humanity. And it's very apparent that America has been found guilty of looking the other way. But thank goodness now in 2019, people are not looking the other way, Steve.
And you've been very outspoken about this, even about this issue with the Virginia governor. What kind of response are you getting from people in your circle of influence and also on social media?
I was with President Trump recently in the Oval Office, and he did something that was very unprecedented as a president, and he does that all the time. But he had a telephone call to leaders and people in the pro-life community, and it ended up being thousands of people. So many people couldn't even connect. The lines were so full. And President Trump spoke out against the conduct that would kill these little babies. And so we were just excited all across America to know that President Trump wants to protect America, period, whether you're born or unborn. And that was very encouraging for us.
And what do you think is going to happen with this debate about abortion in our country?
If America, now that we can see, and you've heard me say before, we're not colorblind. We can see color. We can see gestational age. We can see life. And if we are blind in any of those areas, we need glasses. Jesus gives sight to the blind. And so now that we can see, we must do. And I believe that everyone who can actually hear this podcast, ask yourself, have you looked the other way? And if you have, repent, ask God to forgive you. And now speak out and speak up for life.
And you're involved in a very interesting and, I believe, important project with this movie that's coming up. tell me about it.
Well, I have been in the film industry, entertainment, media, the arts for many, many years. I was a young woman in my 20s. I'm still a member of Screen Actors Guild and all of that. And I sometimes direct small projects. I'm an executive producer on Roe v. Wade, the movie that tells everything that happened to make abortion legal in America. And so there's another movie that's out right now called Unplanned, the story of a young woman who was directing an abortion mill and had a wake up. She understood that she shouldn't be doing that. Roe v. Wade does that as well. It looks at a doctor who was one of the primary chief abortionists of his time, and it came to him that he was killing little babies. Norma McCorvey, the Roe and Roe v. Wade, who never had an abortion, but she was used by that industry as a poster child. Dr. Mildred Faye Jefferson, the first black woman to graduate from Harvard School of Medicine, and she helped to found the National Right to Life. You see these characters, these people come to life, and it shows how abortion became illegal in America. So I'm very excited. I also have a cameo role in there as Dr. Mildred Jefferson's mother. And so I was very glad to have a hands-on experience with it as well.
I agree with you that there does seem to be a shift, but it seems to me to be a small shift. And there are those on the pro-abortion side that seem, you know, even like Governor Northam, who seem even more set on what they believe. What is it going to take to win those people over?
Steve, you've been in the industry a long time as a publisher, an investigative reporter, as a Christian man, one involved in missionary ventures and efforts. And so you've seen the tides move, ebb and flow, and go back and forth. It will always take an awakening. And this is, from a Christian perspective, a revival, awakening, and a transformation. But even from a natural perspective, just, you know, there's a scripture, the people in darkness have seen a great light. My uncle, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., my dad, Reverend A.D. King, my grandfather, during those days, and I marched and went to jail also in the 20th century, I remember one thing that my uncle said that just stood out. We're going to die if America never sees what's happening to us. Father Frank Pavone at Priests for Life, where I'm executive director of Civil Rights for the Unborn, says America will not reject abortion until America sees abortion. So America sees it now. So we have to kind of seize the day, say don't turn away, look, stop it, do something. And I believe as we do that and demand that our elected officials do something, we're going to see a difference.
I appreciate Dr. King taking time from her busy schedule to talk to me. I think what she had to say was very important, and I hope that you'll share it with friends. I hope that you also will subscribe to my newsletter. Of course, we turn every podcast into a newsletter and put it up on our website. And I hope that you will subscribe at newsletter.strangreport.com. Also, I want to point out my new podcast called In Depth with Stephen Strang, which goes out every Friday. We even have a new hotline where you can leave a comment, and that number is 407-706-8476. You know, I've been doing podcasts now for a couple of years, and they have slowly grown, and lately, several of them have really taken off, and my numbers are much higher. And as I'm getting to know this, I have been told that I should ask my listeners to actually subscribe on either iTunes or on Google Play. They can subscribe to my podcast, and then they will get a notification every time one comes out, and then you can decide, of course, to download it or not. You can also give me a 5-star rating. I wasn't even really that familiar with it, but what I'm told is that these rating services take into play not only how many downloads, but how many reviews there are and so forth. So you help us go up the ranks and also get more exposure on the internet or something like that. So would you help me and give us a 5-star rating either on iTunes if you have an iPhone or on Google Play if you have an Android as I do? I think that would really help us. And if you are ever interested in emailing me, you can do it at podcast@charismamedia.com. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. And until next time, God bless you. I'm Stephen Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.